Effectively, it'll make it an offence to smoke in a car when you have young people in with you and passengers. It'll make it offence to sell cigarettes from a vending machine, because obviously they're not, you know, they don't have people monitoring them all the time to make sure that children aren't buying from them. And also, when you go into a shop to buy cigarettes, normally when you buy the cigarettes, they're right at the counter, they're right in front of you. And these will be covered up, so you'll still be able to buy cigarettes from a shop, but you won't be able to have them, you know, glaring at you. It's the sort of last minute impulse buy that we're trying to cut out. Smoking clearly isn't good for you. We're doing our best to encourage people not to smoke, and this is legislation that, sadly, we're not the first on this. We're probably playing catch up. It's already been introduced in the United Kingdom, for example.
And at the bottom of the bill, it says that it's not going to cost the government anything, but it would impact businesses. Can you just define how that would work?
Well, it'll cost businesses because they'll have to, you know, put screens up in all their shops, or a white sheet to cover the cigarettes. That's where the cost will be. Obviously, if you've got vending machines, you're going to lose money. You know, there is going to be a lead-in time to this to give people a chance to get their businesses in order. So that's where the cost will be. But I do think this is a key improvement. I think you've seen adverts on the television showing the amount of, you know, even with people trying to smoke out through the window, the fumes get in, and it's young children that are breathing these fumes. So, I mean, I know I'm not a smoker, but I think the vast majority of people will see that this is a step in the right direction.